Hello, and welcome back to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips. And we're listening to the story of a man who's climbed his way up the snakes and ladders games of investment banking, one of the founders of Alpen Capital. It's Sanjay Vig. Sanjay, welcome to Eye on Careers.
Thanks again, Shane.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And you're really looking at your career, and I think one of the themes that's really come out here is having the courage to take that plunge. First, it's leaving the public bank for a foreign bank, then it's jumping across the pond here to come to Dubai, joining the corporate banking game, and then risking it all as you join Mr. Rohit Walia and founding up Alpen Capital. It's amazing. One of the boutique investment banks. Very few boutique investment banks actually survive. That's the truth of it.
True.
Very few of them.
But of course, in the last few months, again, I have seen a lot of new capitals coming up, you know, capital A, capital B. So there are a lot of new investment banks being created across the DIFC and in the region.
Oh, of course, yeah. They come up and they go. And but I think that for you to survive, culture is really the determinant thing, right? And, you know, how do you create that high-performance culture? And I'm always interested because, you know, you can create a high-performance culture in a million different ways. In the West, you know, for example, if you take Welshian theory, Jack Welch said, take your bottom quartile, you let them go. Irrespective, you let them go. You have to continue to make way for the next rung, for the next people to come up. That's a bit harsh, and it's not necessarily well received in the East, where, you know, some of my clients in the East will say, you know, you can't let them go. You have to work with them. You have to develop them. Where do you sit on this issue of, you know, do you have to fire people to create a high-performance culture?
Well, I must tell you that over the last 8 years that I've been at Alpen Capital, a very few number of people have left us, and they have left us for reasons primarily not on account of non-performance. It's primarily been where somebody's had to relocate for family reasons or other factors. At Alpen, we believe everybody has a skill, and the intent is to identify that skill, develop that skill, and use them to the utmost. Doesn't mean that everybody in the sense is there. However, because it's a high-performance institution, everybody has that initiative, has that gear in them to make it happen. So somebody who believes that he is not able to match up to it leaves on his own rather than being asked to go. So we use every initiative and every step to try and develop them to the level of the institution.
To push them, and then it's in their own hands to let it go. I personally feel that when you let someone go, you're doing them a favor. You're lifting the weight off their shoulder, because the stress of someone coming in and saying, oh, I have to resign, or, you know, versus, you know, as the leader, you're helping them make that decision, saying, look, you know, you would be better fitted for dolphin training than investment banking or whatever it is that you're meant to do. You release them from that, and that can accelerate their personal growth.
No, but that, I think, has to start at the selection process when you identify somebody. And in our case, primarily the Alpen strategy has been people who have proved themselves, who know their work, and that has been our success strategy. We have identified people who we know are good at what they do. So for when they have moved into the, and at some point of time in their careers, they have walked with one or, you know, other of us. And from that perspective, they come in, they're able to identify themselves with the institution, with the way the institution operates. And therefore, for us, a failure rate has been quite negligible, I would say, from that perspective.
Of course, or you wouldn't have survived the crisis. So there's nowhere to hide now, right? You know, a lot of the investment boutiques went out of business. If you didn't get the equation right, you're gone. What's your advice for those who want to make that climb, who want to go for that summit, who want to make it in IB in the Middle East?
Well, I would say that, you know, there's no one path to success, in the sense, if you really put in hard work pays, identify your niche, understand what you're good at and excel at it, embrace challenges, don't be afraid to take risk, and stay committed despite temporary setbacks. So these are some of the features that I think are critical.
What was the last one, sorry?
Stay committed despite temporary setbacks.
So this is keeping a positive attitude. Because I was actually just meeting with Jeffrey Singer, the CEO of the DIFC.
Yes.
And, you know, one of the things he was talking to me about was the importance of being optimistic and keeping an optimistic mind and keeping that positive mental attitude. Is that the same way of saying the same thing? Because you're staying committed despite the setback, keeping the positivity alive?
I'm an eternal optimist. I always believe that the world tomorrow is going to be better than what it is today. So why worry? In the sense, of course, the point is to keep yourself abreast what's happening, keep on, you know, improving yourself. But the world tomorrow is certainly going to be a better place than what it is today.
So I cut you off. There was a few more that you were saying, or was that all of them? I think you said, you know, stay focused, understand your unique value and how you're going to utilize that.
Yes.
Stay committed despite any setbacks.
You got to have goal clarity. It's very important. You need to know where you're headed and what's the path that you intend to follow towards that. And I think passion and determination are also a very important facet of success. And of course, the most important, a bit of luck.
A bit of luck, yes. Well, it's amazing when you put the goal clarity. As soon as you write down a goal, if anyone listening out there has a goal, you just simply take a piece of paper, you write that goal down. It's 40% more likely that you will achieve that goal just because you wrote it down.
Yeah. If you remember, in the sense that I'm just saying from a perspective, if you know what you are working towards, there's a very high likelihood that you'll reach there.
Right. And if you don't, then you probably won't, right?
No, it's
if
just that probably you knew your goal, but you did not know the path you need to achieve your goal.
Right. Well, Sanjay, it's been great having you on. Hopefully we can have you on again soon. And as soon as I'm acquiring another company or doing my IPO, I'm definitely going to give you a ring.
A pleasure. Thank you very much, Shane. It was a pleasure being here.
Thank you so much. That's Sanjay Vig, Managing Director of Alpen Capital, one of the big Dubai success stories, one of the few investment boutiques that's actually been able to create a beachhead and flourish, grow, and thrive in the region. Done great work, and they have a fantastic team, an unusual level of work ethic. I don't think he mentioned that in his advice, because maybe it's just so inherent in him. But coming up, we are now going to have the story of a man who's actually going to be testing his mettle. His name is Muhammad Khan, and he's down on the last lines. Let's see, in fact, if we can get Sanjay back on, in fact, to see if he can give us some advice and help Muhammad out as well. I don't know. I think he does have a dinner party to get to. So just stay with us. We're going to be right back. And this is a real dramatic story. The man is down to his last couple hundred dirhams. He sold his car for food. This is amazing. We're going to help him. We are going to do this in 20 minutes. Live case study. This is called The Job Search That Never Fails. Stay with us.